The number of countries participating in next year's Eurovision Song Contest is expected to become clear over the coming days. Yesterday, RTE and three other national broadcasters in Slovenia, Spain and the Netherlands said they will be withdrawing from the competition after the organisers opted not to vote on Israel's future participation, allowing it to take part in next year's event. Our arts and media correspondent, Evelyn O'Rourke.
Over the next few days, several European broadcasters are expected to confirm whether or not they'll be taking part in the Eurovision Song Contest in Vienna next year. On foot of the Winter General Assembly of EBU members held in Geneva yesterday evening, RTE and national broadcasters of three other countries, including Spain, one of the Big Five, confirmed that they would be withdrawing from the competition after the organisers opted not to vote on Israel's future participation. The Spanish national broadcaster RTVE said Eurovision was no longer a song contest, but a festival dominated by geopolitical interests, and RTE's statement confirmed that it was not going to participate in the show either and would not be airing it next year. There is a particular focus on the show next year as it marks the 70th anniversary of the contest. In Israel, President Herzog, meanwhile, welcomed the EBU's decision, stating that his country deserved to be represented on every stage around the world. Back here in Ireland, campaign groups have welcomed RTE's decision, with the Dublin Broadcasting Branch of the NUJ welcoming its stance.
The US military has said it's conducted another strike on a boat suspected of carrying illegal drugs, killing four men in the Eastern Pacific. Earlier, US military commanders briefed members of Congress on a deadly double strike in September after the legality of such attacks was questioned. Democrats said they were horrified by a video showing survivors in distress being killed. The Republican Party Senator Tom Cotton said he had seen nothing illegal.
I saw two survivors trying to flip a boat loaded with drugs down for the United States back over so they could stay in the fight. And potentially, given all the context we heard of other narco-terrorist boats in the area coming to their aid to recover their cargo and recover those narco-terrorists.
The Taoiseach Micheál Martin will attend the British-Irish Council in Wales later today, along with the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer. The gathering will focus on supporting the creative sectors across the UK and the Republic. From Wales, our London correspondent Tommy Meskell.
The British-Irish Council was set up as part of the Good Friday Agreement. Today's gathering will be hosted by the Welsh First Minister, Eluned Morgan, with other politicians from across the UK and Ireland also due to attend. Taoiseach Micheál Martin is expected to meet with the British Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, on the margins of the summit. While supporting creative industries is the theme of the gathering, leaders will also discuss wider political developments, including international issues. It comes at a time when both the Irish and UK governments seek to improve relations between both countries and also work on implementing a joint framework to deal with the legacy of the Troubles in Northern Ireland. Tommy Meskell, RTE News, Wales.
11 amateur drama groups are taking part in the All-Ireland One-Act Drama Finals in County Sligo. The finals, hosted by the Western Drama Festival in St. Bridget's Hall Theatre, Tubbercurry, will run over four sessions from this evening until Sunday. The adjudicator is Pádraig McIntyre. Taxi drivers have announced demonstrations that they plan to stage next week over concerns that regulations governing them have not been updated. The demonstrations will include what they call slow rolling protests on routes between Dublin city centre and Dublin Airport. The protests will be staged from next Monday until the following Saturday. Derek O'Keefe, the national spokesperson for Taxi Drivers Ireland, said members in Cork and Galway supported the action. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. From HVO biofuel compatible condensing boilers to heat pumps and underfloor heating. Trust Grant to heat your home. Visit grant.ie.
It'll become wet and windy this morning. Rain will extend northeastwards and turn heavy in places. The rain will give way to scattered showers and bright spells from the southwest this afternoon and evening when winds will ease. Highest afternoon temperatures will range from 8 to 12 degrees generally, but 6 to 9 degrees in Ulster. And there's a warning that southeasterly winds will reach gale force 8 or strong gale force 9 at times this morning, afternoon and evening on all coastal waters and on the Irish Sea, gradually veering southwesterly. Southwest to west winds will reach gale force 8 at times tonight on coastal waters from Wicklow Head to Roches Point to Loophead.